Parasites. A parasite is an organism that lives on or within another organism and obtains an advantage at the expense of the host. Humans play host to far more than 100 different parasites, some of which we share with other species. Usually, when present in low numbers, parasites exist benignly. Sometimes, however, they can be the cause of significant morbidity and mortality. The human parasites are classified into four major groups. Protozoa are the simplest life forms and include amoebas, flagellates, ciliates, and non-motile tissue-dwelling organisms. The amoeba group can exist in the cyst form or the trophozoite form. They reproduce either sexually or asexually. Protozoa that are pathogenic to humans are classified into four groups based on the mode of movement, sarcodina, amoebas, mastigophora, flagellates, ciliophora, ciliates. Sporozoa, organisms whose adult stage is not motile. Helminths are large, multicellular organisms whose adult stages are generally visible to the naked eye. Infection is the result of eggs that hatch into larvae in the jejunum and small intestine of humans. In adult form, helminths cannot multiply in humans. The following are the three main groups of helminths, swarms, that cause infections in humans: flatworms, platyhelminths, including trematodes, flukes, and cestodes, tapeworms; thorny-headed worms, acanthocephalins, whose adult forms reside in the Gy tract; roundworms, nematodes, whose adult forms can reside in the Gy tract, blood, the lymphatic system, or subcutaneous tissues. Larval states can also cause infection in various body tissues. Microfilaria are microscopic filarial worms transmitted by mosquitoes. There are three principal types that cause disease in humans: Wuchereria bancrofti, which have worldwide distribution, and Brugia malayi and Brugia timori, which are distributed in Asian countries. Arthropods live on the outside of their hosts and transmit parasitic, viral, bacterial, and rickettsial diseases while ingesting a blood meal. Ticks, fleas, mites, and mosquitoes are examples of arthropods. Key point: as demonstrated by the above categories, parasites may cause a wide range of issues. Of particular importance to LTC facilities are those that commonly cause gastrointestinal and skin infections and other issues. Additionally, common exposure routes for these parasites include undercooked or contaminated food, making food safety procedures crucial to resident safety. Scabies, species name, S. Sarcoptes scabii var. Hominis. Infection, S. cause, scabies. Modes of transmission. Mites are transmitted through direct contact with infested persons. Less frequently, transmission may occur through contact with clothing or bedding, fomites. Additional notes: adults have a round body and four pairs of legs. Females are larger than males and measure less than 0.5 millimeters long. A slightly different mite causes scabies in dogs, S. scabii var. Canis, and may be transmitted to humans through direct contact with an infested animal. Infestation with S. scabii var canis is self-limited in humans. Bedbugs. Species name, S. Simex lectularius. Infection, S. caused, bedbug infestation. Bites can lead to secondary bacterial infestation. Modes of transmission. Bedbugs can survive for several months without feeding and can hide in crevices and other small recess spaces. These locations include walls, headboards, baseboards, mattress seams, areas of clutter, and undersides of furniture, especially in adjoining apartments, homeless shelters, and hotels. Additional notes: bedbugs feed solely on the blood of humans and other warm-blooded animals, usually at night. They have not been shown to transmit serious disease and are not easily spread. Bedbugs are small, reddish-brown, flattened, wingless insects up to 7 millimeters in length. Their eggs are white, measuring 0.1 centimeters in length, and have an adherent coating. Pediculosis, species name, S. Pediculus humans corporis, body louse, Pediculus humans capitis, head louse, Thyrus pubis, crab or pubic louse. Infection, S. caused, Pediculus humans corporis, body louse infestation. Body lice may transmit diseases such as epidemic typhus, Rickettsia prowazekii, relapsing fever, Borrelia recurrentis, and trench fever, Bartonella quintana. Pediculus humans capitis, head louse infestation. Thyrus pubis, pubic lice infection. Modes of transmission. Pediculus humans corporis. Body lice are transmitted through direct contact with the louse or through contact with clothing or bedding. The lice cling to clothing, especially seams. With heavy infestation, eggs, nits, may attach to hairs. Pediculus humans capitis. Head lice are transmitted through direct contact with the louse or contact with personal items such as hats, helmets, headset earphones, brushes, combs, or bedding. Head lice die within 24 to 48 hours after leaving a host. Thyrus pubis. Pubic lice are transmitted by direct contact with the louse through close physical contact, especially sexual intercourse. Transmission may also occur via clothing or bedding. Transmission through other inanimate objects, example, toilet seats, is extremely rare because of the short lifespan of lice apart from a human host. Additional notes. Pediculosis refers to any type of louse infestation. Lice are visible, 2 to 3 millimeters long, wingless parasites with three pairs of lateral legs ending in claws. Giardia. Species name, S. Giardia duodenalis, Giardia intestinalis, Giardia lambia. Infection, S. Caused, traveler's diarrhea. Symptoms include acute diarrhea, abdominal cramps, bloating, flatulence. Modes of transmission, fecal-oral. Ingestion of cysts in contaminated water or food. Inoculum of only 10 to 100 cysts sufficient for infection. Additional notes. Asymptomatic carriage is common,